Hello, Joel.
Hey, Michael. Great to hear you tonight. Welcome, everyone.
Glad you're with us. I understand you're with us from good old New York again.
Yep, back in New York. Welcome, everyone, to the Perium Health Products Weekly Education Call with Dr. Michael Wolfield. We have a wonderful call tonight. We're actually going to talk about a few things, but to start the call right away, we're going to talk about the monthly special, which is fantastic, which is probably one of the best specials that we've had yet.
It's a great deal. Everyone should be jumping on it.
It's two of my favorite products besides the cherry. We have the Power Shake and we have the Master Amino. When you buy a large one of both, you will receive the herbal fiber blend, and you will basically get one apothecary concentrate for free. How is that, Michael?
It's a great deal. And what's so good about them is, you know, the cherry juice is one of our most popular products to begin with, and it's not the cheapest, and so you're really getting a great, great deal. So that's really cool.
And to get two products for free, the Herbal Fiber Cleanse and the Apothecary, just by buying one Master Amino and one Power Large.
Yeah, and the other thing we should mention to people is obviously, you know, this is the fasting pack, but even if you're not going to do the fast or you've already done it or you're not ready to do it, people are always using Master Aminos and the Power Shake, especially for all of you exercise people. So it's a great special to take advantage of whether or not you are going to do the fast. So I think that's really should be definitely mentioned.
And speaking of fasting, could we do one quick testimony on fasting?
That's a great idea. I understand we have someone named John who's really gotten a lot out of it. So, John, you want to tell us your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I was born and raised in New York, and I've worked on Wall Street for the past 18 years. And, you know, the stress of daily life and city life was just really getting on my shoulders. And I had a conversation with Dave Sandoval about coming out here and basically stationing myself up at his retreat oasis up in Weldon. And, you know, I was at a pretty rough spot in my life as far as my health was concerned. I was completely overweight, and I'd let myself go and wasn't feeling well at all, and I felt like I was coming pretty close to something bad. So, you know, Dave had, you know, just encouraged me to go on the anabolic, and I'm a big-time eater. I love food more than life itself, and, you know, David suggested at least start on 3 days and just see how it makes you feel, and then, you know, you take it from there. So I wound up doing 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days, and I can honestly say I've never, ever felt better in my life. I lost about 21 pounds over those 14 days, and I wasn't really doing a ton of, you know, physical working out per se, other than, you know, walking around and being active and just doing the house chores around the Oasis retreat. And, you know, I came off it, and I actually felt bad about coming off it because I've done a bunch of, you know, cleanses and fasts in the past, different ones, and I was always just drained and relieved to be finished with it by the time it was done. When I did the anabolic, I actually felt stronger as it went on, and I kind of wanted to just stay on it and keep on going. So, you know, I heard you speaking earlier, and it's funny because now I don't go a day now without having a Power Shake and Master Aminos in the morning. So that's my breakfast ever since I've stopped fasting. So, you know,
really cool, John. You know, it's funny because I've talked to a lot of people who have basically had the same experience, and they really don't want to go back to eating again. And I say, well, you know, what you want to do is you want to segue into a really good clean diet, and people, you know, are much easier able to do that than, you know, otherwise.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I coasted right in. You know, when I decided I was going to break the fast, I just, you know, I went on fruits and raw foods for the first couple of days and, you know, gradually made the salads a little bit bigger and then grilled a piece of salmon and put it onto the salad. I think it was probably 5 or 6 days after I'd broken the fast. And I just felt on top of my game. I do a lot of hiking and you know, a lot of trips out into the mountains. And I just felt that I was just really tuned in. And you know, when it came to even where I was putting my foot onto the ground, I would like see it happening as it was happening, and it just crystal clear. And I just, you know, just felt alive and vibrant, and just, I mean, people were wondering why I was bouncing around so much and why they couldn't keep up with me when I was the fat guy that I was always chasing behind everybody. So,
yeah,
Are you guys still there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good. I thought we were cut off. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that great, Michael?
That is super. And like I said, you know, you're a great testimonial, John, and we have heard, I personally have heard the same kind of thing probably at least five or six other times. And so it really does, I think it signifies the fact that one of the best things that can happen by doing this type of fast is, even if you don't want to lose weight or anything, it sort of like reboots the computer, you know, especially if you're trying to improve your diet, which is a tough thing to do for some people, you know, because some folks have to eat out a lot, whatever their work is. And it really does, it's like starting fresh and new, which I think is phenomenal.
Hey, guys, I'm back now, too. I apologize. It's satellite.
No problem.
Every once in a while, let me drop our phone line out here.
So, John, have you tried other fasts before?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I've done the Spring Master Cleanse,
uh-huh.
which I just found to be one of the most horrible and violent things that anybody could ever
do. That's tough. Yeah, that's
I looked at that one. I mean, pretty much every single one I've looked at and seen, I wasn't impressed with. And basically the one that we have with Dave is just incredible. The way he put that together with Eric and the foods that they actually are, if you look specifically at the particulars of them and what the actual ingredients and what you're actually doing, you can't find something out there that's actually better. I mean, I research the hell out of the stuff. I go on the computer. I look through natural healing books. I look at everything, every other fast that's out there, and nothing compares to the anabolic fast.
Yeah, you're right. Not even close. And I mean,
no, not even close. Not even the same park.
It's the only one that I've ever done where I never felt any hungrier than I would normally feel throughout the course of any day for my entire life.
Isn't that and that's fasting?
Yeah, that's right.
Completely. Yeah, that's not chewing anything for 14 days.
Right.
I just felt 100% completely satisfied.
Incredible.
Right. Well, you know, the bottom line is, and what I think is also very, very cool, is that when our body has the nutrients it needs, we don't have cravings. And it really is that simple. And what most people don't realize is that they don't give themselves enough time to fully nourish their bodies so they can experience the lack of craving. And but it takes some doing, you know, and you got to have a little bit of discipline and follow the program. But it's so freeing because, you know, we are unfortunately, all of us are you know, products of our environment, and it's just too easy to go down the wrong road with environment. And so, you know, it's nice to have the kind of break that this can provide to really, like I said, give you a whole new start.
Well said.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thanks, John. That's perfect. We really appreciate that. And
my pleasure. Yeah. And
thank you, John.
For all of your callers, I'm sure that some of you may or may not be aware that Purium Health Products is right now sponsoring guided cleansing getaways. Anabolic cleansing getaways, up here at the Pure Planet Oasis, Dave's retreat getaway, for the entire months of June and July.
Well, thank you. We were going to mention that, so you just did for us, so that's perfect.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, try to make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah,
right.
We gotta always bring that up in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Michael, it's the same website, right? Pure Planet Oasis?
That's right.
.com?
Yep.
Okay. So we have another special guest tonight, right, Mr. Bob Page?
We do.
Hello.
And he's on the line, right?
Hello, Bob. So, Bob, are you with us?
Hey, yes.
All right, well, one of the reasons we asked Bob to join us is, as I said before we started the recording, so we can repeat this, one of the major questions that I get on a regular basis, and I would say at least five times a week, if not more, whether it be an email or a phone call, but this is a very consistent thing that happens day after day, week after week, and that is one of our members will call me and they'll say, you know, my cousin or my wife or my brother or my son has such and such a problem. And I really think that some products of PHP will help. And I'm trying to figure out how to get them interested, okay? And it can be a tough thing. There's no question about it. I think we've all experienced that. You know, no matter how excited we are about something, someone else may not share our excitement. Now, I want to share one quick little story, anecdote, to give you an idea of what I'm talking about here. I wish I had this lady's name and number, because this was a while ago. But it's very telling on the whole thing. A woman, I think in her 60s, called me, and she said that her husband has a very, very bad case of gout. And she has been trying to get him to use our apothecary because she knows it's going to help. And so I said to her, okay, well, have you let him try it? No, he won't try it. Oh, well, what's the reason? Well, he's not into this health stuff and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, well, have you tried it? And she says, well, yeah, I take it once in a while for sleeping. And I certainly like the taste of it. I said, all right, well, now you don't have any arthritis or bursitis or any kind of joint discomfort and all? She says, well, yeah, my hands are pretty arthritic. I said, well, why don't you do a little experiment? Why don't you start using the cherry juice? And why don't you use it every day for a couple of weeks and just see if anything, you know, if you notice anything? And she said, okay, well, I do that. That sounds like a good idea. So she does this. Okay, at the end of, I think it was the sixth or seventh day, she reported to me. This is classic. They're at the breakfast table, and there's a new jar of natural organic strawberry jelly on the table. And so it had never been opened. And so she just simply takes the bottle, holds it, and twists the cap, and it pops off with that noise that we're all used to hearing. And her husband's eyes got real big and said, Vivian, how'd you open that? You can't twist anything. She said, I guess it's the cherry juice I'm taking. From that day on, he started taking the cherry juice. And so the bottom line of telling that story is, experience is the key to sharing anything. How many times have we seen a really good movie and we start telling other people about that really good movie? I mean, I remember at least 2 years ago, someone gave us a copy of Super Size Me, the movie about McDonald's and how this guy almost died by using McDonald's hamburgers and stuff. I would say that I have probably shared that movie with, I don't know, endless, countless numbers of people because I was so impressed with how well it was documented. You know, and the same like with Food Inc. and other movies. And so that's how we encourage anyone to try something. If we personally have an experience with it, it's not selling. It's simply sharing something that we have found that's valuable. And anyone in their right mind wants to share something, especially with someone that they like or love, if it's going to help them as it's helped themselves. So with that in mind, I'd like to turn the call over to good old Bob and Joel. And Bob's got some really good information to share with us. So Bob, take it away.
Yeah, I found out that network marketing actually expands with testimonials. It doesn't expand with education or anything else but testimonials. And the reason why is it proves that the products work. And the customer really wants to know, does this product work or doesn't it work? And the fact is, there's a lot of education out there. When people educate in vitamins or they're being educated on the Internet, most of the stuff that people are being educated on, they take it and it doesn't work.
Right.
So basically, education gets a bad name from these guys that are promoting the product in an educated way. And if somebody comes out with a real educational type deal, they don't recognize it. So somebody like Dave Sandoval, who can get people excited and can educate, he's non-duplicatable, but he can sign up people with education, where the average guy can't. So when he gets the information and he tries to use it, he may be a little fat, he might not look that good, and he's presenting this information, education, he just doesn't come across very well. So to cut to the chase...
Let me just interrupt you a second. So let's compare that with what we just heard John say.
Okay.
I mean, that was powerful.
Yes, exactly.
That's a testimonial.
Like,
now,
exactly.
That is worth 1,000 pieces of anything else because that is first-hand information.
Exactly. In other words, like, if you add a testimonial in there and then you educate, you will cut back on having to educate so much because basically
Right. People
want to know when you're educating that listening to something that would indicate does it really work or doesn't it work. Now, Dave's products work. So basically
exactly.
we're loaded with testimonials. And so
not only, Bob,
really,
not only do they work, but they're high quality and they're affordable.
It's what
right.
we call where price meets quality.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's a killer
exactly.
that's a killer combination that you
yeah,
do not find in network marketing.
Well, that's all I say to people, and they want to know more. This is Joel saying this, Bob, okay? So,
yep.
you know, yeah. I keep it as simple as possible.
Right. So but when you educate, what happens is if you can't educate properly, they equate with other education. In other words, they say, oh, yeah, I heard that with blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, yeah, I know all about that. So they really don't get the impact of our products because they're listening to this guy try to educate them or this salesman. So the salesmen are not doing well because they're trying to duplicate what Pure and Health Products is doing. What they really have to do is start coming off with a nice testimonial, theirs, and then maybe add another testimonial like the one we did,
yep.
Me and Mike. And by the way, that testimonial has just been doing amazing. But
it's a great tool. I've actually shared that with a few people, and they love it.
Oh, yeah, it's doing amazing. What testimonials do is they actually go through things, I mean, and they form a network. In other words, people get so excited. Like, network marketing is based on testimonials. Like, when you hear, oh, this guy made $10,000 a month, that's a testimonial, you know?
Right.
Or these products, da-da-da-da-da, that's a testimonial. In other words, it's driven by simple testimonials. And I've seen it work with this testimonial. I sent three of them to my sister, Kathy. And Kathy is not religious. She doesn't take the products really religious enough. And she's not really, you know, she's a family member, and I care about her, but she just will not put discipline in. But she listened to the testimony. I said, oh, my God, it's great. I'm going to listen to it again. I said, great. She said, you know what? I have Mary across the street. I have blah-de-blah. And she started networking, and she didn't even know it.
Exactly.
Testimonials cause a networking. And that's what networking is based on. If you want to make a network, you get heavy, you know, very good testimonials that communicate to people, that are real to people. And
yeah. Bob, I just want to interrupt. If you try to do networking, you'll fail. It's like try
right.
to be humble. You can't do it.
Right.
By being humble, you're automatically proudful. So
right.
in order to do networking, you have to be normal, natural, and it has to just flow from you because of your own experience and excitement, like you just said.
Yeah, and Bob.
Right.
Bob.
Right. And it has to be exciting.
Yep.
Yes.
You're very successful in the company. Can you give us a
right.
quick, like maybe 30-second testimony?
Well,
just off the top of your head.
You know that I'm 63 years old, and I move like a 40-year-old. I am sharp. You know, I'm alert. I don't look like a senior citizen, although I am one.
Why
is that? Yeah, what do you attribute
well,
to
because
this?
Because Jackie takes all these products and she feeds them to me. You know what I mean? And I take them all.
Well, which ones? Would they do?
Well,
give us an
David
example.
David always talks about the green food being 80% of the problem that people have.
Okay.
So I take the commotes and I take the.
But I don't want to hear what David's saying. I want to hear what you're saying. So you said David's.
Well,
so tell me from your heart. What works for you?
Well, I take the commotes. I love the
uh-huh.
commotes. I take the apothec cherry. I take the activated barley.
Okay.
We take the spirulina, the power shake. Rice bran soluble, so we do take quite a bit of the product.
Okay.
And,
okay, Bob, now let me ask you a question. Which two products
yes, yes.
do you keep in your car all the time?
Okay. That we have found that most distributors cannot duplicate 50 products. And that's why David has the educational calls, because I started out with two products when I came in, and listening to David, I'm on five or six products. But basically, new people coming into the company can never duplicate that many products, or could a salesman actually sell that many products unless it stays Sandoval?
You really don't want someone to do that because they won't know what works and what doesn't work.
Exactly. So
yeah.
Basically, most people really don't know anything about nutrition. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, the people that we want to get into, the people that we want to tap, these people don't know anything. I mean, So the two
Bob, I can attest to that. I probably talk to 15 people a day who know nothing.
There was a doctor on a talk show today I was watching. He was telling you to take basically soy to get rid of your diabetes.
Yeah.
Soy milk today.
Soy milk.
People don't know anything about it. They're clueless out there.
Yeah.
Who's a doctor who treats people for diabetes? Is telling you if you have diabetes to drink soy milk 3 times a day.
Right.
Silk.
So it's crazy out there, and there's a lot of misinformation, and there's a lot of confusion, and people need they don't need somebody coming up with more confusion. They don't need the Purim distributor coming up with giving them more information than they really need. So you really want to the minimum amount of information. So what we do is we sell the apothecary, which they take at night, and then we sell the kamut, which I'm hearing a click. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're fine. We just got a click. Who knows what it is?
And we sell the kamut because the kamut is a wonderful product. It does add energy, and it gives a general feeling of well-being. So we sell
And by the way, Bob, it is the best bang for the buck that we have.
Right.
I love the kamut. Me and Jackie love the kamut. So basically, we don't complicate it, you know. Like, and we try to train our distributors to duplicate that, to just sell two products, get them started. We target the 85% that don't take nutrition. We don't target the people that do, because when you target people that already take nutrition, you've got to unsell them to sell them. So basically, they're already involved with something. Now you've got to talk them out of it, and then you've got to talk them into something else. It's much more fun to sell somebody that really needs the products. And, there is like a sea of people out there. I mean, there are so many people out there that need Purium products. I mean, it's like ridiculous. And people tell me, I can't get leads. You can't get leads. Just go to the supermarket and turn around. You know what I mean? There's a lead. And so the American people are a mess. And they really, really need help. And
you're right.
They really need help. It isn't a question. These people, if they knew we existed, David Sandoval and Amy could not make the product fast enough, okay, if they really knew we existed. So it's really the Purium distributor's job to make it known. And the way you make it known is you lead up with these two products. You get these in most people's bodies, and they do feel it. You know, it's going to be working numbers. I mean, 1 out of 3 are going to respond. And maybe 1 out of 5 are going to become distributors, or 1 out of 10. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's good enough for us to continue doing that. But anyhow, going back to the testimonial idea, this testimonial we did, testimonials will travel through people, is what I'm trying to say, and would automatically form a network. And I had Sherry Scott on the line, a good friend of mine, who I handed four of the CDs to. And I said, Sherry, listen to this. Well, Sherry, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Sherry. What happened when I gave you this CD? Tell everybody exactly what went on when you listened to it, this testimonial
well,
CD.
Well, the reason I listened to it is because I was up at 5 a.m. in the morning with a frozen shoulder, and I was in agony, and I couldn't move. And I realized that I better do something, so I picked up the CD that I'd had for a couple of weeks, and I listened to it, and I knew that I needed to get some more stuff. And I did. By the next night, I found a local distributor, and I was able to get some more of the stuff and some more of the superfoods. And then I went to a chiropractor the same day who tested me and treated me and did all these sort of things, and he could not get, my arm would not move forward, a freckle. And he said, well, that's all I can do right now. I'll come back in a week. And, he was a little concerned because my arm was really bad. So was I. And so, anyway, I went home and
I... Wait, I want to ask you a question. What did he diagnose you? Didn't he say it was a dead muscle or...
No, I had a classic frozen shoulder, which is when your muscles just stop, yes.
Yeah, and how long did he say it would take to come back, or if it would come back?
He was hopeful. He said that you could come back from this. I mean, I had a really bad. My shoulder would not respond to anything he did. My arm would not move, and if you go onto the internet and research it, it's the kind of thing that can sometimes take years and rehab and surgery, and it just got awful. So I was very worried. I was ready to
were you
everything.
Working at the time, or
sorry?
Were you not working? Could you work?
No, no, of course not. I couldn't do anything. I could hardly get
dressed. You were out of work for how long?
I was out of work for a week.
Okay.
So but that's because
okay, so
I
then,
took the... Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
Because I responded by instantly increasing the superfoods I was taking, and within a few days I could actually move my arm an inch, and then the pain continued to decrease, and by the time I got back to the chiropractor the following Tuesday, I had full range of my arm, and the pain was gone. I mean, I still have tenderness, and I still have to fix the problem, but I could move my arm. I had my arm back, and I'd actually been back to work. And he actually said I could quote him that it was a borderline miracle. My recovery was a borderline miracle.
Good. Okay. So then what did you do? Did you tell anybody about that, or did you try to get anybody else?
Well, of course, yes. Well, it's interesting listening to you all talk about testimonials, because I just naturally, I mean, I was so glad to have my arm back. I was telling everybody just that I was so happy. And, of course, I was definitely totally 100% attributed to what I was using out of the superfoods. That was it. I knew that was what had pushed me, had handled the swelling and the inflammation and the pain and enabled us to then do everything else. But so now I have people wanting these products, which is very humorous. One for one, I was very surprised. My sister, who's very conservative, who uses all medical solutions, wants it for this friend, that friend, another gal. You know, I have another woman on this stuff now, and it was rather humorous. So I'm actually going to get some testimonials together and start using it and start pushing this stuff myself, yeah.
Okay, and you're going to use my testimonial, right, the CD?
Of course, yes.
Okay,
no, I am going to use those, and I'm going to add to it, yeah.
Okay, great. So that's great. So you were you selling the products before the testimonial, or how were you using the products before you?
I have used the products for 5 years every day, but
okay.
On a very moderate scale, as you said, very moderately, just as as an addition to my diet. I've had sensitive shoulders off and on for over a decade, and I simply never realized the power of these other products. That I could have knocked this out a long time ago, and it got to the point where because I didn't handle it, then it was absolutely an emergency, you know, call 911. I cannot move, you know, and I hurt like heck. So that's what happened, and then luckily it wasn't too late. I was able to save the whole show with these products.
Right.
So there's just no question. So I have never actively sold them. I've told people about them. Some of my family members, I do just, you know, sell them to them, and they use some of the products. But obviously now this has opened the door for me and taught me a whole lot more about the quality and power of the products myself personally. So it's a different level now.
Well, thank you very
okay.
much. And, you know, like I said, there's a great story that a friend tells. He says, you know, if you've never tasted an orange, you can sit there and you can describe the taste of the orange for 25 minutes. You can use wonderful language. You can draw pictures. You can do anything you want. But all you got to do is take an orange, cut off a slice, and hand the person that slice and let them taste it, and you don't have to say anything. And so that is what you just proved. And that's the magic of the testimonial CD that Bob has got out now, and that's the magic of what we just heard from John at the beginning of the call, who gave us his, you know, reaction to doing the fast. So you know, it is powerful. It's absolutely powerful, and I don't think we can underestimate the value of testimonials. And Bob has been saying this to me for days, if not months, that if we can focus more and more on testimonials, we're going to explode.
I agree.
Absolutely, because these products work.
And yep,
most of the products that get ordered on the Internet don't. I mean, so we have products that are so standard and so powerful that they are working in people. And I've seen Dave, they get calls all the time up there of people telling them, oh, man, this went away, that went away, this went away. And, of course, you know, Michael, you have to explain to everybody how they have to do these testimonials, because we don't want to get in trouble. So there is a way of saying doing the testimonials so that you don't run into difficulty as a salesperson.
Right. And, the bottom line is what people need to understand, and this is the value of testimonials, is that our own FDA says that you can tell about your own experience that you have had between your body and a product or a service, whatever. Like you go to a chiropractor and has done something, you are completely at comfortable and at ease. It's totally legal that you go tell someone else exactly what that chiropractor did to you. Okay? Same thing with a product. If you take any product and you have a personal experience with it, you legally can tell someone else. Where it gets a little bit tricky is when we start putting things in print. That's a little bit different, that has to be a little bit more careful. But as long as it's your voice, and people can see that it's your voice and you're identifying who you are, it's perfectly fine to say what a product did for you. Now, for the sake of keeping everyone, you know, legal and under the radar, as we like to say, we really would prefer that people don't say that a product cured a medical condition or healed them of this. That's just, it's not, first of all, it's a lie. And I will repeat this because we say this many times and it cannot be repeated too often. And I'm not saying this just because I want to stay legal. I'm saying it because it's the truth. There is no product. There is no drug. There's no medical treatment. There's no alternative medical treatment. There's no machine. There is nothing that will heal the human body. The human body will heal itself if we give it the right tools to work with. It's as simple as that. It's like when we were talking to John earlier about the fast. He said, you know, I used to crave things all the time. Well, now after doing the fast, I don't crave anymore. Okay, well, is craving a medical problem? Well, actually it is, but the medical profession doesn't deal with it like that. So the reality is that what we are saying is that because he is loading his body up with nutrient-dense, low-calorie superfood, the cravings that he had have dwindled and gone away. That is true. Now, did the products do that for him? No. What happened was is that the nutrients that entered his body could then be uptaked by his cells. So his cells are now satisfied because they've got the right fuel. I mean, let's look at the automobile. I love this example because you take an automobile and it's you need unleaded gas. Now you go down to the Home Depot and buy 10, 15 gallons of kerosene and put that in your gas tank and see how well the car is going to run. Because it'll cost you about half as much. And people, I'll say that to people. I say, well, if it doesn't matter what kind of vitamin C you take or, you know, what you eat, why don't you save half the money on your gas and next time your tank gets empty, go fill it up with kerosene. And the person will say to me, well, are you crazy? Ask the question, isn't that going to damage my engine? And I say, oh, no, it won't damage it. It'll ruin it. It won't even run. The thing won't start. So we know enough to not put the wrong fuel in our car. Same thing goes. Now, does that fuel, that when you put the unleaded gas, when you put that in your car, does the fuel make the car run? No, it does not. What makes the car run? The combustion between the spark from the spark plug igniting the fuel, which is a good, clean-burning carbohydrate. That combustion is what makes the car run. So can we claim that gas makes the car run? No, we can't. It would be a lie. Combustion makes the car run. Now, we can put the spark plug in. We can change the spark plug. We can add the fuel when that's on empty. But can we make the combustion? No, we cannot make the combustion. Same is true with the human body. Okay, we can give our body the proper nutrients. We can give our body clean water. We can give our body exercise. We can give our body rest. But what makes the body, quote unquote, healthy is when the body takes these tools and internalizes them into its own cellular network. And then, voila, we now have health. But nothing we did from the external actually directly caused that health to happen. And that's how disease is eliminated. No product will take away disease. Now the pharmaceutical industry and the medical community, they have a legal right to use the word cure. Now, if they don't mind lying, that's fine, but they're lying because they cannot. I saw an ad recently for Nexium, you know, the little purple pill. It says, Nexium will cure acid reflux. That is a pack of lies. You know, what's that expression? Fire, your pants on, liar, your pants on fire.
Fire.
I mean, it's that, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They can say it because the FDA will give them that privilege, but it's a lie. It doesn't cure anything. Green Kamut, when you sip Green Kamut and your pain of acid reflux goes away after sipping it, I'm not about to say Green Kamut cured or healed your acid reflux because it's a lie. What it did, though, is the chlorophyll in the Kamut soothed the entire digestive tract and allowed, if you start making lifestyle changes like stop eating fast and don't gulp your food and stop eating garbage, well, then those things can heal. The body will heal itself if we just cooperate with it. So when we're doing testimonials, that's the way we need to keep it in mind, is that we are providing the body with the absolute finest, concentrated, whole food, superfoods that are low in calorie, high in nutrition, and guess what? It's like putting high test gas in your car.
Good. That's a good explanation.
great
okay.
Wrap up.
So basically, what I wanted to say, one last thing, is that for salespeople, that people that are trying to sell and struggling selling, that there is hope now because basically people trying to educate and trying to duplicate education and trying to relay that to people is difficult. And giving a testimonial is simple. And if they just simply took their testimonials and wrote them up, you know, so that they can remember them, they don't have to pass them out or anything, they could just show it to someone and start off with a testimonial because people really, really, really want to know if these products work. They don't want to hear the science because basically most people aren't up to the science. I want to hear the science. Jackie wants to hear the science. And
it's interesting, but the science is interesting, Bob, but it will never make a sale.
Right.
Right. People don't get excited about free radicals, except if David's talking about free radicals. I mean,
right.
He can get people excited about free radicals. But if the average guy is trying to duplicate that kind of action, that's why, Joel, you're having trouble getting people to duplicate and do what you're doing because they can't do what you're doing.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
So you can't get leaders. You have to get them, passing out the testimonials and any of the other testimonials that the company has. And I don't know what the name is in the back office of the one me and you did, but that's such an excellent testimonial. We have had such networking going on from just passing out that testimonial. And it just made everything so simple. It just made me realize the electrification of testimonials and how it just throws the whole thing into the network. And I said, oh, that's how the network works. Oh, it just forms because of somebody's successes. They just want to pass it on to the next guy. It isn't just a conservative thing. It's exciting. You want to be excited because basically people are looking for somebody excited. If you're sitting on the phone, my headache went away, you know? No, it's not good enough. You really have to be excited, you know? This is what happened. This is fantastic. And that excitement is what kind of makes network marketing work and form into these networks and reach way into the community and go to places that you never thought you could go or never thought you could sell with good testimonials. And we have
Bob, you sound like Star Trek. Star Trek used to say that. Going where no one's gone before.
We can go because I see it now because basically it's happening. Me and Jackie are making it happening with these testimonials. We're burning them. We found out that they won't go to an internet. They won't go to a site to listen to them, even though we have one on our website. We found out that we have to stick it in their hand, the testimonial, and say, listen to it on the way home. You know,
exactly, Bob. Most people are listening in their cars, and to get someone to listen for 35 minutes on the computer ain't going to happen.
Right.
And you know what they do? They go for the first 10 minutes and they listen. That's it. They're done. But when they're in the car, they don't have nothing else to do, you know, so I hand them a CD and then I get the calls. They say, oh my God. Yeah. So basically, but you know, one of the things is the salesman doesn't have to sell them or educate them, but they do have to get them to listen to the CD or look at the testimonial. And that's really a lot easier than trying to explain 50 products. Because I went to the Oasis and Dave did a test on me. He said, okay, how many products do you know? Three. You know? He said, well, how can you be such the best distributor of blah, blah, blah. But he asked Jackie, and Jackie, of course, knew every one of them, right? And so I really, really, in the beginning, I didn't know that many of the products. So he was wondering how I was going to go about selling them. But I did. You know, I could sell them with no problem. And so basically, testimonials eliminate that need to know everything there is to know and to educate yourself on all these products.
Yeah,
in other words, it gets you out of that trouble.
It's a great tool. Once you
are excited, then you want the information. But if you get the information first, you're already overwhelmed. And so it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. It's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're just about
okay, so
at the end of the call.
That was my point. Yeah. Okay.
Michael.
Right.
Now,
Dr.
listen.
Mike.
Joel and Bob. I gotta tell you guys. So everyone that's on this call tonight, I'm gonna give you a little hint. You need to listen to us next Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific time. We're gonna be talking about something that is truly going to change your life forever, and it's using one of our products. And that's all I'm going to say right now, because I want everyone to be listening, because it's that important. And this is the forgotten nutrient, and we've got it. So make sure you're listening.
Let's see if anyone could do their homework during the week and come up with what it is.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And let's do like a little door prize to that, Michael, okay?
That's a good idea. Okay, we will. And in the meantime, let's everyone get out there and start making notes of your own testimonials.
Yeah, this is your new tool for your toolbox. Okay, you're gonna come
this
up with
this is your tool, right?
You're gonna come up with
Bob.
I'm
sure Bob will. You know, Bob can send the thing to you.
Right.
You can download it and you can make copies, and it's a great tool. I would recommend using it. But if you can come up with your own testimonial, put that on a CD and hand it to someone. That's powerful.
And in the meantime, I mean, especially Dr. Mike, if you come up with maybe 3 or 5 of your own. And really, really get them down packed and be able to always lead with those. It's a great tool for your toolbox. That's
right.
Free.
Find out what works for you and don't sell education. Sell your experience.
Right. On that note.
And it keeps you out of trouble.
Yep.
Bob, I really appreciate you being with us. You're going to have to come back and join us again.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Wonderful
You'll
call.
Keep us on the straight and narrow.
Yes. Same time next week. Be happy, be safe, and be well.
And God bless everyone, and
God
thanks
bless.
For listening.
Thank you. Thanks for all our special guests we had tonight. Thank you. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.